125 years ago, March 31, 1900 annoyance. Two tramps, the source of considerable annoyance about town this week, will spend a month at Kamloops Jail. A good many tramps have visited Ashcroft lately, their chief reason being to get something to eat. It is a mistaken kindness to help these people in any way until they have paid for it by work of some kind. For the most part, they are professional tramps and loafers. Gov. Agent Burr understands the gentleman very well, and it would be a good idea to send them to him for help. Special coach. Until further notice, a special coach, carrying passengers, mail, and express, will leave Ashcroft for the 150-mile house and waypoints Fridays. If business offers, this coach will also be run to Quesnel. New wagons. Smith and Bryson and W.B. Bailey and Company have already sold several of the Studebaker wagons lately purchased by them. They have farm and freight wagons, buggies, Democrats, light, horse-drawn wagons with two or more seats that were used for personal transportation or light farm work, and road carts. Write them for prices. 100 years ago, March 28, 1925, Ashcroft Cannery. W.J. West was in Ashcroft a few days ago, and reports that he will return in about 10 days when work will begin on the cannery. Wing Wo Lung reports that he will have 300 acres of tomatoes for the cannery. Clinton News. Leonard McCarthy is sporting a new Studebaker. H. McDonald was given 4 months at hard labor in Ocala by Magistrate Dorail, on Tuesday, for helping himself to a suit of clothes in the Clinton Hotel. Lecture with slides on Venus. Dr. Clark of the University of British Columbia will give an address on Venus, illustrated with slides, in the town hall on Wednesday, April 15. This will be an educational feature of interest both to young and old. It will be free to all, and everyone is invited and welcome. Dr. Clark is coming under the auspices of the Lady Minto School. Closed cars as common as bobbed hair. That closed cars are becoming almost as common as bobbed hair is revealed by the recent automobile show in New York. And the coach or two-door Broughton or sedan, as it is variously called, must easily be considered the most popular closed model. It seems hardly necessary to mention that the salient features of the coach's construction are two doors instead of four. A feature of the coach is that small children are not so liable to fall out, as the doors are under the supervision of adults, even though the adults may be in the front seat. 75 years ago, March 30, 1950, Wallachin. The bigger schoolboys are playing softball every spare minute they have at present, in order to be in shape to take on the Savona team sometime after Easter. Around Your High School, by L. Louis. Well, McNamara's band will have nothing on us. Yes, Ashcroft High has started an orchestra. We meet every Monday. There are approximately 12 members in our little orchestra. We play everything from flutophones to harmonicas and bebop to Chopin. Or rather play at it, Clinton. Mr. York, who has a service station on the new highway 10 miles north of Clinton, reports that there are still a great many moose hanging around close in. He and Mrs. York see several of the big animals every day, sometimes as close as 150 feet from the house. Donations wanted. The old freight wagon and millstones across the river have been painted for protection against the weather and for better appearance. This is a public service in the interests of the town and the tourist visitor. The cost was $8 for paint and labor, which should be met by public subscription, and anyone wishing to subscribe can do so by dropping a coin in the box provided for the purpose in the journal office. Signed, R.D. Cumming. Why Improver in Flour? When we purchase a sack of flour in these modern, up-to-date days, we invariably find the word Improver stamped across the face of the sack with the brand, which is said to mean some ingredient has been added to increase the quality of the flour. All this makes us wonder why good, wholesome wheat should require a foreign substance, artificially applied to the food we eat today before it is fit to eat. This adulteration of food may be the cause of so much illness, which is on the increase, and why our hospitals are so crowded and overflowing today, a problem that is getting more and more serious as the days go by. 50 years ago, March 26, 1975, Drylands Arena about to close for season. The Drylands Arena's first year of operation is drawing to a close. While everyone was a bit apprehensive after we eventually got ice, with cautious and careful planning we have come through in much better shape than we had dared hope for financially, and have learned a good deal in the process. There are still improvements to be carried out at the arena, which will have to be paid for voluntarily with fundraising efforts or be added to our taxes. No matter how we accomplish it, we have an ice arena of which we can be justly proud after years of planning and frustrations, and we are confident Ashcroftites will finish the job. First Annual Ice Carnival was fun for all. The first annual ice carnival at Drylands Arena was a real success. About 800 attended and enjoyed a varied program. Our 1974 Stampede Queen Heather Kane skates as well as she rides her horse, and we have to admit that she actually was the prettiest queen in the Queen Beauty Contest. As she had already been chosen a queen, she wasn't eligible to enter the present contest, but the four contestants competing were something else. Such hefty young ladies, but where were their chests? They did have fine legs. After much deliberation by the judge, Miss Clinton, Bruce Forsyth, was chosen Ice Carnival Queen. The others were beauties too, Miss Cash Creek, Lori Webster, in his red velvet gown and ermine fur cape, Miss Logan Lake, Dale Ginther, in that all-revealing gown, with Miss Spence's Bridge, Barry Bays, in the miniskirt ensemble. The concession mothers and peewee game was a riot. If the mothers thought it was going to be easy pickings, they were mistaken, but some of those mamas were pretty tricky skaters. The adult schmocky game was quite an affair, played with brooms, umbrellas, crutches, mops, and hockey sticks. The pucks were squash and apples and a rubber sponge. Quite a game, but no body contacts. Those responsible for the organization and execution of our first ice carnival deserve a big hand for a job well done. See you next year. Loon Lake News. The Loon Lake Road has been slowly drying out this past week. The frosty nights we've had slow up the rush of the thaw we have in the daytime. The road crew has been busy grading and pushing off rocks. There is still plenty of snow in the hills and valleys compared to recent years. Various birds are making their appearance in the area.